It's time for our Tibbetts Talk, and coming up on the 17th, this Saturday night, the annual Smith Memorial Concert of the Tibbetts, featuring Karama, an Arab music and dance celebration. It's the kickoff, really, to the community-wide Cultivating Community event schedule. And the creator of Karama is on the line with us, Kareem Nagy, who's traveling all over the country with his performances. And we find you this morning, what, in Pittsburgh, right?
That's right. I'm in Pittsburgh. Hello, everyone.
But recently, you're based in Chicago, from what I understand. Going around the country, first, give us the overview of what Karama means and what the performance is all about that you'll be presenting at the Tibbetts this Saturday night.
Oh, absolutely. So we're very excited to perform on at the Tibbetts Opera House this Saturday. The word Karama, it means dignity, generosity, nobility, and it's an Arabic word. It's actually a derivative of my name, which is Kareem. But what the group really is a live music group with dancers as well, and we do music and dance from around the Arab world. We would have a performance from Egypt, a performance from Morocco, a performance from Saudi Arabia, and it's all woven together in a tableau where people can see not only the performance itself, but what our life is like, what our clothing is, and what all of these activities mean for us and how to relate to us.
So how does the music of the Arab world, so that region, differ from the Western world, and how did it get that way?
Well, it's a great question. The music of the Arab world is really has been retained for quite a long time now. First of all, we have microtonal music, and I don't want to talk over the head of anybody, but I think anyone can understand. If you look at a piano, you have black and white keys, and this piano does not have enough notes to encompass Arabic music. We have notes between the black and white keys, so we have a various different range of music. Western music is actually developed later than our own music, so we didn't alter from it. We have instruments that are different. We do have a violin, but we also have a lute, which is called an oud. It's like a guitar without frets. It's much larger. We have bamboo flutes, and the main percussion instrument is a tambourine with a skin, and people are always surprised. They think tambourine is a simple instrument, but it has amazing power and breadth when you hear it played in the Arabic music. So it's different instruments, a different system, but most people who hear it, they liken it to jazz, they liken it to chamber music. So it does resound and feel familiar on some level.
All right. As you're traveling the country, obviously you're spreading a message, but also spreading the music and the joy of music to people. What kind of reaction does your dance troupe and music troupe receive around the country?
Well, it's a great question. The reaction is positive. I can just think to my concert last night performed at the Pittsburgh Playhouse. It's a very diverse group of people. Diverse age, and they were really engaged. They pay attention quite closely, and I invite the audience to react to the music and give them certain cues. And my experience is that it's very well received around the United States, but it helps when I give a verbal context as well, when I explain the music and have an educational oratory. That seems to help a lot.
Yeah. Well, most of us, obviously, we drift toward what we're familiar with. This, for many people, obviously, will be unfamiliar. So you're trying to, with that commentary, then kind of bridge that gap a little bit, right?
Exactly. Bridge the gap. Speak with terms and analogies that people understand. And when you bridge the gap for familiarity, as you say, then they will could appreciate the music more, but also it's a gateway to appreciating the culture, to appreciate Arab people, Muslim people, or even just foreign people as well. The more familiar you are with some culture or a group of people, the less likely you are to have a conflict with them.
Well, with a growing population, Arab population here, primarily from Yemen in Coldwater and Branch County, it certainly is also a celebration for those folks who grew up with this music, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And you are all close enough to Dearborn, Michigan, that's had Arab populations there for generations, and now you have it in your own city as well. So I hope a lot of people from that community come.
Well, this will be fun. And also, it's also a celebration for the Smith family, Smith Memorial Concert. Of course, this concert started a number of years ago by Diane Smith Pridgen and her sister Suzanne to honor the memories of their parents, their father and two brothers who died in a plane crash, and how the community kind of rallied around that family afterwards. So, and it's also the kickoff of two dozen events around Branch County hosted by groups including the Intermediate School District, the Library, Hope Cafe, KCC Grawl Center, Branch Pride, ERA, and others to celebrate our diversity here. So this is kind of the big kickoff to it, the community-wide Cultivating Community events, which is coming up on Saturday night, 7:30, Karama, an Arab music and dance celebration. Kareem, we're looking forward to seeing you on stage on Saturday night, all right?
Yes, thank you, Ken. I look forward to seeing your community and celebrating diversity with all of you.
All right, Kareem Naji, who's the leader of the group Karama, with us this morning on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk, AM 1590 and FM 95.5 WTVB.